Even though St. John of the Cross is now well known for the term that has been coined by his poems and his thoughts, Dark Nights of the Souls. However, that did not come easy for him. As a collaborator and a co-reformer of St. Teresa of Avila, St. Teresa of Jesus, he underwent a lot of trials and sufferings, being imprisoned by his own confreres and his monks because they did not think that he was going on the right way. They labeled him as being rebellious, disobedient. He was literally being locked up in a dark quarter. That's where the dark nights of the souls came in. Literally being locked up in darkness. And yet, even in his suffering and everything that he went through, he never gave up. He believed. He remained faithful. And God spoke to him even in the dark nights of the soul. Even in the darkness, the physical darkness that exists, and the spiritual loneliness, the pains of abandonment, the pains of rejection, the pain of being misunderstood, the pains of being mislabeled. But yet, God, who is the true light of the world, continued to shine in the saint's holiness and darkness, and he remained faithful. My brothers and sisters, this is what St. John of the Cross afford to us nowadays at 21st century Catholics, that even what's going on in our life, do we continue to seek the light of God and His grace or not? Even when we feel real physical darkness or spiritual loneliness and suffering and abandonment or whatever desolation we're going through, may we not give up, but seek God there and do His will. May St. John of the Cross pray for us, intercede for us, and we grow in holiness and love for Him.